Some replacement level dudes talking about their home team. Starting a Braves podcast was their daggum dream. They like Nick Markakis, even the long ball. One day they'll have more clout than Ken Rosenthal. Oh, you're listening to that Knock-O-Nation podcast show. Oh. Knock-O-Nation Podcast Show.
Hey, it's another episode of the Knock-O-Nation Podcast Show. I'm your host, Ken Hendricks. That's Josh Brown.
Hi.
Hi, Josh. And that's Dean Gullenberry.
It's Dean Gullberry.
Hey, before we go any further, I just want to say a couple things about the last podcast. We talked about our Mount Rushmore.
And now, that may be the next podcast, actually, but yeah.
Oh, great. Well, never mind then.
Thanks,
Josh. You ask us our questions, you ask us our opinions about something, then you just kind of bulldoze us, and you tell us all of your Mount Rushmores. And I didn't get a chance to say that on my Mount Rushmore would definitely be front and center, in the middle, Leroy Parnell.
Nice.
Mine would have George Washington on it, and probably Abraham Lincoln.
Ben Franklin?
And
greatest president of all time?
Yeah. Maybe Thomas Jefferson and Millard Fillmore. There you go.
Man, Ben Franklin, best president America ever had. We need to
return. I agree.
We need to return to the
Franklin. I can't believe he invented electricity. That was so neat of him to do that for us.
Yep.
Fellas,
I'm more of a Davy Crockett guy, but whatever.
I agree. No, he was him, Ben Franklin, David Crockett, and Lionel Richie are probably three of my favorite presidents.
Nice.
Yeah.
He was just comical.
Lionel Richie's underrated president.
That's true.
Oh, Lionel Richie is banging, dude. Dude rocks.
A lot. He was banging a lot. Can we talk a little baseball? I don't know if we should or not.
Absolutely not.
I mean, it used to be a baseball podcast.
I don't remember that. I think I remember that, yeah.
So apparently today, Trevor Plouffe put out a tweet saying that he thought baseball would be starting and opening day would be something like July 1st. And that spring training would
I believe him.
Keith Law crapped Plouffe all over it and said, not true.
Shut up, Keith Law. Fuck you, Keith Law. Keith Law, we're in a damn pandemic. We got the world in, and we ain't got shit to watch, Keith Law. We ain't got nothing to watch, and Trevor Plouffe's going to come. You know, this is worse. This is worse than that time that, what's his name? David O'Brien tweeted a picture of the Durham Bull scene. The Bull Durham scene with Brian Snicker in the mirror. Okay.
You thought it was Brian Snicker.
And then Grant McCauley had to poop on it. Well, actually, I've done some research, and turns out that's not actually Brian Snicker. Shut up, Grant McCauley, okay? And shut up, Keith Law. We ain't got time for your bullshit. We need baseball and Brian Snicker on mirrors, bitches.
Josh, back off Grant McCauley. He followed me this week.
Oh, sorry.
Finally.
Wow.
Also,
you know, Grant never would follow me. We're Facebook friends, but he still wouldn't follow me. I'm not sure how that worked out.
Fun fact, guys.
What has done worse? What?
Shout out to Luke Jackson, guys, our newest follower.
Yes.
Luke Jackson has followed the podcast.
You know, we've been big believers in Luke Jackson from the very beginning. Matter of fact, let me give credit to my boy Ken here. Before Luke Jackson was even a thing, Ken was like, this Luke Jackson kid? Man, he's got good stuff.
He did. He's on the record. He did. It's recorded.
He's on the record.
Kenny, like, was waxing philosophic.
Like, and he wasn't even in the majors.
Josh was
and he was like this Luke Jackson guy.
Josh was making fun of me for liking Luke Jackson.
Another guy that Kenny was also the first guy that I know of that was ever talking about Castellanos. We've already talked about that before, though.
But, he has a dream for Castellanos.
Move your camera. We can only see the top of your hat, dude. Like, move your computer screen.
On my screen, I see.
Slide. You got bad posture.
On my screen, I see you fine. You just see the top of my.
And Ken, I believe, once said that Roy Patrick Ditter was the next Willie Mays.
No, that was Josh. That was Josh.
No, that was. That's right.
It was
Ricky Henderson, guys.
Ricky Henderson. Yeah.
Oh, and just Ricky Henderson.
It's too early to.
So not Willie Mays.
It's too early to tell because he's still young.
It's true. Is he still fast though?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Still young. Okay, he's only what? Like,
he's going to need to be fast to be the next Ricky.
He's like, what, 29 now?
Probably. I think he, hang on. I think he unfollowed me. It made me sad.
I was laughing, fellas. And I guess I shouldn't laugh at this, but we talk about the news media being fake sometimes and saying clickbait crap, you know?
Uh-huh.
This week I saw a tweet that said, Oakland A's minor leaguer dies of COVID-19. And I was like, that's interesting. Like, you know, tell me more. I want to find out more about this. So I click on it. The guy's no longer with the organization. He hasn't been for like 8 years, and he's 30. He's a 30-year-old dude. And I'm like, I'm sorry the guy died. It's sad. Like, that's bad. But this is the most clickbait junk of all time. Like what? He's 30. He's not with the A's. And he did die. He did die of COVID-19, which is terrible.
So it'd be like if I died of COVID-19 and it said fourth grade spelling bee champion dies of COVID-19.
Right. Like okay. It would be like me dying of COVID-19. It says Georgia football great Ken Hendricks dies of COVID-19. And I'm like, I mean, I went to the University of Georgia, you know, like.
I was there. Yeah. Okay.
You know, I mean, I hate it for the dude. I'm sad. I'm sad.
Yes.
The Hispanic fellow passed away. But
rest in peace.
Yes. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Hispanic fellow.
Yeah. I don't even remember his name. I'm sorry. I don't. It's bad. I don't.
Come straight from the heart.
Oh, man. Straight somewhere in that general vicinity.
We're mourning the loss of this Hispanic
vicinity anyway. Fellas, did you watch the E60 about Alex Smith?
No,
I didn't. I saw the previews for it. It would take sports would have to be shut down for at least a full another year before I could find Alex Smith interesting.
It was interesting.
But yes, his injury. Alex Smith might be the most boring quarterback of all time, like the most boring person.
That's awesome.
Even his name is absolutely boring. But that injury. I made the mistake. Someone on Twitter had said, hey, don't Google Alex Smith leg injury.
Yeah.
And so the first thing I did was like Google. Throw it in my Twitter search and be like, Alex Smith leg. Oh, I saw pictures.
So he has a compound fracture, right? Theismann injury. Right.
A compound means the bone breaks the skin. Yes. Y'all don't know
and it means,
what that
it,
means.
It means both legs break in multiple places. And then it breaks the skin as well. Which is a bad injury, okay? But that's not the real problem. They do the surgery. It takes like 19 pins, screws, all this stuff. They put it back together. 4 days later, he has a temperature of 103. And they unwrap his leg. And it's black. And he has flesh-eating bacteria that's set up inside his leg. They do what's called debridement, which is cutting away all the dead skin, right? They do this for almost a week until they completely remove the entire calf muscle down to the bone, fully exposed. Fellas, I'm just... For the sake of the podcast, I'm gonna need you to Google this so that you can see.
I'm not doing it again.
Alex Smith's leg, Josh.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. You need to see it.
I'm actually not gonna do it.
Can I just send you a picture?
No.
Does that kind of stuff bother you?
It's gross.
So for the folks listening, Ken. Like 4 hours ago, like texted us to look into this before the podcast because he wanted to talk about it.
Right.
And I guess what I didn't look into it because I don't want.
Well, of course you didn't. You never do. But you okay. Know, I mean, you don't. It's okay.
Okay.
Josh being mocking is hilarious. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. So. Long story short, like it takes him almost a year and a half to get the pin mount off his leg. They take muscle from his thigh, move it to his leg, rebuild his calf muscle, And now he's almost to the place that he's rehabbed enough that he's starting to work back to try to get in football shape. Let me just show you this. It's not nasty. It's really not. Leg post injury.
Does it look like a normal leg?
No. It's kind of crazy. Let me see. I'll find you a good shot of it. Here we go. Yeah. It's there's no blood. There's no like seeing inside his body. I will send this to you, fellas. This is the way his leg now looks. There you go.
Wait, that's now?
Yeah. Yeah. That's his thigh muscle on the bottom, if you look there. And they pulled some of his calf muscle around.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's gross.
They transplanted skin from his thigh as well, because, like, all of...
It's all lumpy.
So from his knee to his ankle was gone.
That's nasty.
Down to the bone. The bone was showing all the way down through there. It's crazy. They actually asked him if he wanted to amputate the leg. And his wife was like, whatever gets him home healed, you know, like alive. Because the flesh-eating bacteria, I mean, eventually it can, like, turn your entire body septic and you can die from it. So this was the question I had for you guys. If you're in that situation, do you save the leg or do you give it up? Do you just cut it off, forget all the, like, rehab, you know, never going back to the NFL? You're paid already. I mean, the dude's already got money.
I try to save it, but I'm never going to play football again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm rich.
And Alex Smith signed a big contract.
Oh, yeah. Like, his rookie contract was 6 years for $48.5 million.
Yeah.
So he's got money, and he signed an additional contract since that time. So,
yeah. Here's my question. You're an outside. Alex Smith makes a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He is quarterback for the Redskins. I can't imagine he ever actually starts because.
No.
They've invested in Dwayne Haskins. And
yeah, I'm pretty sure he's done.
But let's say Alex Smith is playing. Dwayne Haskins hurts himself, sprained his ankle, and he's out. Alex Smith comes in. And you're an outside linebacker for, say, the Giants. And there's a blown coverage. The tackle whiffs, does not pick you up, and you've got Alex Smith dead to rights, and you're bearing down.
Do you hit him?
How hard do you hit him?
Yeah.
Is there a part of you that's like, oh my God, this guy's got like a thigh calf?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got a fake leg.
Right.
I mean, I would push him. I'd run and push. I just run into him and push him.
What
down.
Was weird was like the injury, nobody hit him brutally. It was just one of those things that happens.
It
his foot planted.
He kind of folded on
Yeah. And they said what happened was he like rotated, the leg pinned and rotated, and it basically. Broke because it was like rotating a stick from two different directions and it just broke in the middle, you know. So let me tell you this. Now, Josh, this one you can Google search. There's nothing inappropriate about it. Look up Alex Smith's wife.
I don't care about inappropriateness, you goober.
Yeah, you do.
Well, in that case, look up Alex
Kenny,
Smith's
my
penis.
Entire world is my entire life is inappropriateness. It's I don't like seeing bones poking out of skin. That,
well, you didn't see
not,
the bone poking out of the skin. The skin was just all gone.
That's not inappropriateness.
Oh, well, then don't open that text from Tim Bliss.
Whatever happened to that guy? Is he still on Twitter?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
Josh, look up Alex Smith's wife.
Is she hot?
I will take your opinion.
He's a handsome guy.
I will take your opinion on the matter. I will take your opinion into consideration. I know my thoughts on the matter.
Elizabeth Berry?
No way. That's not real.
Those are fake boobs.
So? He's got a fake leg. Who cares?
She looks plastic.
In the video, she looks even better than these pictures.
She looks like a plastic doll. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm 100% in. She was gorgeous in the video.
You know, if I could do my life over, I would have stayed good-looking and played NFL quarterback. That's probably my mistake for going the opposite way.
I like my women like I like my vegetables. All natural.
How's that?
All natural.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
I like my
have
women
you seen
like
my
I
wife?
Like my coffee.
Yes, But I also know that, didn't you tell me that who your celebrity crush was one time?
Sue Akins?
No.
The most natural of, like,
what was that black girl's name? The one that
Alicia
was,
Keys?
Was it Alicia Keys?
Yeah, man, she's all natural, bro.
I thought that was somebody else.
I don't know.
I thought it was a more modern.
Alicia Keys is all natural.
I don't think it was Alicia Keys.
It was Alicia Keys? I think it was Keegan-Michael Key.
Who are you talking about?
I can't remember her name.
Was it that country singer we were arguing about forever?
I don't think so. Alicia Keys has had plastic surgery, too, for the record, Jake. Josh.
That's bullshit. I don't believe it.
Look it up. Before and after.
Just because Google says it doesn't mean it's true. Okay.
Look it up. Before and after picture. She looks incredibly different.
Whatever. I don't care. She's my exception.
It changed her nose. Yeah, exactly. Just saying. Yeah. I just think it's funny when you pick things. It's your example that don't work. It's hilarious.
I don't care.
So the rumor has it that baseball might be back, fellas. What do we think about baseball? Some of the proposals have included 3 10-team divisions. Have y'all heard about this?
Yeah. I like this one better only because it seems a little bit easier for the Braves division.
Yeah, it does seem a lot
than
easier.
Than the other one that they had.
And what's funny is the Braves are in the Central Division, not in the East, because I saw some people griping, like, why would the Braves be in the Central? Well, that's because, like, the Braves actually aren't that far east if you really look at them on a map. Detroit – what was it? Somebody said not Detroit. Is it Cleveland?
It's actually further west.
It's further east than Atlanta, I think it was. Yeah. Hmm. Which is crazy because in my mind, Cleveland's like over near Chicago in my head. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the way my brain thinks of it, you know?
Yeah.
But they're not really. Yeah. So basically, according to that proposal, most of the NL East would be in an East division with the exception of the Braves, who would be in the Central with, like, the Tigers and the Twins, I think it was, and the Cardinals and Cincinnati.
I think the Braves should be in a division with, like, the Tigers and the Marlins and the Orioles. And then you have, like, everybody else in two other divisions, and they fight it out.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that'd be fair.
That would be fair. You just make it the easiest road possible for the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Thank you.
So hopefully the sports are actually being discussed. Oh, well, thank you for randomly playing a video when I clicked on something. Computer?
Who are you talking
thank
about?
You. My computer randomly started playing a video in my head and I couldn't hear anything I was saying. So, hopefully baseball might be back. Anyway, while we were talking a little bit about Alex Smith and football, JT, Josh, what's the worst injury you guys have ever had?
I've had, like, basic boy injuries growing up. You know, I broke my ankle, broke my wrist, a bunch of concussions.
How was that a basic boy injury?
I had a bunch of concussions. I don't know. I just thought all boys broke bones. Am I wrong?
Never broke a bone.
Really?
Except for a finger. I broke a finger one time playing bust knuckles. That's it.
I guess I was like, accident prone. My thing when I was like a kid was climbing trees. I would climb lots of trees, and then I would fall out of them sometimes.
Nice.
Now running into things.
It's not the fall that hurts. It's the sudden stop
and
at the
bottom.
No, you were talking. Go ahead.
I would ride bikes down hills, and so lots of bike injuries, skateboard injuries. I was flying down a hill on a skateboard, and I got the wobbles and flew off, hit my head, concussion, hospital. Nice. I don't remember any of that night.
Now I guess if we were talking about broken bones, I did break some teeth one time. I had a bike wreck. I was, like, balancing right next to my friend, and I was kind of, like, balanced on the pedals, you know, where you keep your weight on both sides, and you're just, like, almost not even moving the bike. It's just barely rolling forward.
Uh-huh.
And I guess my weight got off just a little bit, and suddenly my weight flipped backwards on the pedal, and the bike instantly stopped. It went from like rolling just a little bit to instantly stopping, and I went over the handlebars and fell on my chin and busted it open and broke like three or four teeth and spit my teeth out that were in the back. But it was all back teeth. And but that's like the only bone I ever broke until I got in high school, and I broke that bone right there where my wedding ring sits, playing bust knuckles with a guy.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. What about you, JT? Did you ever have any major injuries?
I had a garage door dropped on my head once.
Ow?
Yeah, that sent me to the hospital.
Stitches?
No, just a concussion.
Concussion.
CAT scan, all that stuff. My dad had this old garage that was the old wooden garage doors.
Yeah.
And he had it rigged to where, like, when the thing, you hit the button, and the garage door doesn't automatically shut. The thing goes all the way back, and it clicks, and then the garage free falls. And then he had it rigged where a rope would catch it about 6 inches off the ground, so it would go vroom, boom, and shut in like a second.
Why?
Which totally...
Why?
I don't know. I have no idea. So... my stepmother was in the garage, and I was like, oh, I forgot something in my truck. Hold on a second. I was in town because we were going to the Willie Nelson concert at night. Los Lonely Boys and Willie Nelson. I don't know why they're the Los Lonely Boys. There's like five of them. I don't know why they're lonely. I don't have five friends now. This was 2004. I don't know. Anyway, they're lonely. So I get whatever I need, like my hat or something in my truck, and I'm like kind of half jogging. And she said she was thinking like, why is he taking so long? What's he doing? Doesn't he know I hit the button? And as soon as I got into the door, that garage door dropped. And yeah, I was out cold. And I kind of did like an Indiana Jones thing where I like reached and grabbed my hat and like pulled it through before it shut on my arm. And then I just laid there and I was like, why'd you do that? No! Like Pauly Shore from Son-in-Law.
Yeah.
And I thought it was okay. I thought it was good. And then we went to my sister at softball practice that afternoon. And I was like, everything was fine. And then I was just like, just like, yeah, all over the crap.
That's not good.
And I think that's when they're like, okay, yeah, we're going to the hospital. And
I had several major four-wheeler wrecks as a kid and like tore my arms up. And then I took a skating a couple times. I busted my chin open and got stitches. And slipped one time, I hit a wheelbarrow and cut through my bottom lip. Had to get stitches for that.
These are pretty formidable injuries. You
fell
you're acting like, oh, that never happened to me.
Fell down a well. Kenny, you fell down a well.
No, I fell in a classroom at school and hit my head on a filing cabinet.
I could see Kenny being the kid that Lassie had to come rescue because he fell in the well.
You got staples in your head. You bit through your lip. You busted open your chin. And 20 minutes ago, you were like, I've never really broken anything in my life.
Well, I've never broken anything. I wasn't lying. I've had stitches and some staples. It's not like a broken arm.
I would rather break my wrist than like bust open my chin or like bite. Why? Yeah, all day.
Why? Like busting through your chin is like a week of stitches and you're done.
I don't know.
Whereas wearing a cast for 6 weeks seems like a miserable life. I did have gallbladder surgery and had my gallbladder removed. That was probably like the most major thing I've had in my life.
Yeah. I feel like our generation is not as big on injuries. Like my dad's generation, like he had a brother. One of his brothers wanted to go to school with his older brothers. So he just sat on the back bumper of the car.
Oh.
Waiting for his mom to go to school. And that ended with him getting dragged behind the car down the road.
Yikes.
One of his brothers decided like to crawl onto the stove and turn all four burners on, and he was
that's not a good
stuck there
idea.
Between all yeah right he was like three.
Yikes.
So I don't know, man, it seems like we're kind of soft.
Yeah, a little bit.
I broke my toe once. I think I had my nose broken, but I never really got checked. It grew back straight, so I was okay. I wasn't like Owen Wilson or anything.
My dad had a crooked nose from a severe car wreck when he was older.
Yeah, as long as it goes straight, you're good, right? Dad's, but you don't want it broken this way or that.
Dad's was crooked. He wore glasses all the time, so you didn't notice it. But if he ever took his glasses off, it was like super obvious. And somehow the glasses, like just right where they sat, you didn't notice that it was that major.
But if he ever took them off, it was, like, pretty significant.
Yeah, we were just playing basketball, and Trey Roop went up for a rebound and came back and came down and kind of cleared with his elbow and caught me flush. And it was, by the time I hit the ground, blood was going, like, yeah.
Yeah, Trey Roop. What are you doing?
Yeah, Trey Roop, you jerk. Hope he's listening.
Josh, can I ask you a question? Why do you enjoy antagonizing people? Because, like, you do a lot, and I'm just curious what it is.
What's
the anatomy of a troll?
Did I do
something?
What
is it that you like?
Did I?
Nope, you didn't do anything. I was just curious. This week you've tweeted lots of times or put Facebook posts up lots of times. Obviously, trolling for bait. You retired from Twitter? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I announced it Sunday.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah. And so I was just checking to see, you know, what fired up this bait. Like, what is it you enjoy so much about trolling?
I don't know. You'll have to get me drunk to really get the answers for this one, buddy, because I don't even know if I know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Like, you'll have to, you know, get me on your recliner and give me some whiskey and turn on some Chris LeDoux and get in my brain in your Ken Hendricks, you know, cerebral, you know, counselor ways, you know, because I don't even know if I know.
I'm not trying to be a counselor. I was just curious, what is it you love about it, you know?
I don't know.
Because you obviously love it, so, like, that's the reason
I do love it. I think that I don't know if I'd love it that much if people weren't the way they are now.
How so?
Maybe they've always been this way. Maybe it's just like now there's just social media, right? Mm-hmm. But I just feel like there's so many, and it really is mainly the left right now, I guess. They're just so silly.
I don't think it's just the left. I mean, I think the right's also insane. There's a lot of people in my timeline that have been talking that 5G gave us coronavirus or that it's all a hoax.
Oh, yeah.
And
I've
that
heard
it's not real
too.
At all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, there's crazy people everywhere.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Bill
Gates made it, and we're all going to have to get his vaccine so
that
they can give us the mark of the beast, basically. You know,
I've heard the latest one I've heard is, like the pedophilia ring going on in Hollywood, like baby blood.
Oh, I hadn't heard about this one.
Oh yeah, there's like people on the far right that think that this is all about like the Epstein ring, you know, and like Trump.
Oh,
like you've not talked to these people?
No, I don't associate with those people if I can help it.
Yeah, I don't either. Except my brother. Anyways, he is convinced. There are people that think this way, buddy. He is convinced that
no doubt
that like this is all about the pedophilia ring in Hollywood, and Trump knows all these people, man, and he knows all the politicians who are involved, man, and like Hillary and all them, man, and like that's why they hate him so much, because he's about to blow that shit. He's about to blow the shit off the stuff, man. And once he does, dude, let me tell you, yeah.
Then what?
I don't know.
here's the problem with that. Let's say, for instance, this is hypothetical. Let's say you have a friend that really, really likes to have sex with kids. Okay, really likes.
I hope I don't have a friend like that.
Okay, but let's say you do. How many people can he tell, hey, I like having sex with kids? You like having sex with kids too? How many people can he tell that to before one person goes, no, and then goes and tells the authorities?
I know,
did you not watch,
guess is like two.
Did you not watch True Detective, JT?
So how do you get into this entire ring of people?
Right.
They're all like,
everybody
you too?
In Hollywood.
Yes, I love it. Like, what?
Did you not watch?
All it takes is one person to go.
Mel Gibson has come out and said.
No, I didn't.
Mel Gibson has said on the record that that baby blood is like currency in Hollywood, like baby blood, and and like 2 months ago, this guy is flying back from Russia or something, and he gets busted, in some LA airport with vials of blood, right? He's going through security and they check his bags and it's like vials of blood. And so like the TSA goobers are like, hey, what is this? He's like, well, it's vials of baby blood. They're like, what the fuck, man? And this all came out and like, and Mel Gibson and other people are like, see, we told you. They pay each other in baby blood. And so like, there's people like, I don't know, my brother, who think that like Hillary Clinton is like hanging out in a hospital bed getting like an IV of baby blood injected into her. Like, dude, I swear to God, it's crazy shit. This is some Alex Jones shit.
Hillary Clinton
man.
Can walk down a flight of stairs without falling over. What is she doing with baby blood? Because she looks so young. It must be the baby blood, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's this thing, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, apparently, according to Snopes, it was Keanu Reeves who said this, and it was not true from him either. Yeah.
It wasn't true said it? Or
no, it was not said at all, apparently. So,
See, I should have known
What did Keanu Reeves say?
He didn't say this, but apparently there was an article floating around that Hollywood elites use the blood of babies to get high.
We like to get high off the baby's blood.
These people believe the more innocent the child and the more it suffered before it died, the better the high.
Oh, my God.
I like to get high off innocent baby blood, and I like to wash it down with a Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
It goes back to what JT just said. Like, if that really happened, like JT said, it would only take like two people deep to be like, no, I'm not going to get high on baby blood, buddy.
Right.
No, you weirdo. I'm telling the cops.
But then there is like this weird thing, like how does some of this stuff last as long as it does? Because like you would think exactly what you said, JT, was the truth.
Because Epstein really did have
an island.
An island, yeah.
With a bunch of young girls that a lot of famous people went to,
people,
you know.
Yeah.
And nobody talked about it for like 20 years. Right. Like for 25 years, he's had this island, you know. So, and I mean, you know, it's been visited by George Clooney and Tom Hanks and Bill Clinton and a whole lot of other people. JT, you look like you've never heard of this. You haven't heard
of it? I've heard of it. A part of me thinks it's not as bad as we think. Like,
it's pretty bad.
I don't see like Tom Hanks went to an island and banged a bunch of 12-year-old girls.
No. I think most of it was like 16, 17-year-olds.
I don't think it's like, is it really like a sex island though? Or are these people that like he employs an island as like going to like a Hyatt in Mexico
according to
you and give you mojitos?
According to the girls that survived that reported about it, it was a sex island. That's why Epstein died. That was the whole meme. Was like he was going to out all these people, and they killed him for that, you know, because he knew. Basically, he had leverage because of all the stuff he knew, you know.
But here's the thing. You're Tom Hanks, right? Or you're better example, you're George Clooney.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you need a 16-year-old girl? You're George Clooney. Go out to a bar, walk in and say, would you like to have sex with George Clooney tonight? Because I'm George Clooney.
Right. But,
and then walk home with whoever girl
but,
you want to.
But then, and this is the thing, JT, then you get canceled if the girl pitches a fit, right? So, like, if you end up with Harvey Weinstein moments where suddenly somebody talks about it and you're in trouble. But if you have a private island.
I'm not
saying
rape them. I'm saying go have George Clooney gets on Tinder, okay? And he's like, no, I'm really George Clooney.
But
hey,
George
you want to call me right
married.
Now? I'm George Clooney.
But George Clooney's married.
Is he? He's not married. He's not married. George
I think
Clooney's
he is.
Married.
Oh, is he not now? I thought he was.
No, he's not married.
I didn't know that.
He had a girlfriend. He had a long-term girlfriend, but they never got married.
Okay. Well,
I'm pretty sure. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're like, oh my God, like, how cool would it be to be George Clooney and be like, I'm in New York and I'm single. Let me look on Tinder and see what, you know. I mean, who would turn George Clooney down?
He actually,
you
is,
know what I mean?
He actually is married. Yeah, to
is he? But
a
okay,
Clooney.
But again, that's between him and his wife. But again, if you wanted to have sex with other women, you don't have to go to an underage island to do so.
Yeah, well, if you want to have sex with underage women, you do.
Well, okay, well, why would you do that? They're 16. Why don't you just go for 18? What's the difference?
Because it's forbidden. One will save you a lot of trouble. Because it's forbidden, JT. And these people get off on the power as much as they, if being able to do
if you're
forbidden.
Married, it's forbidden either way.
Well,
so.
Yeah, but that's not the whole point. I mean,
just go with the one that'll get, go with the one that'll keep you out of prison.
JT, why do people do stupid stuff that they shouldn't do? They do it all the time.
I'm not
right?
saying it's stupid. I'm not saying don't do stupid stuff. I'm just saying don't have sex with underage girls.
Oh, well, I agree. I'm saying, but I'm saying common sense is not the denominator here. That you,
if George Clooney wants to be reckless, he should go like steal a candy bar from a 7-Eleven if he wants to be crazy.
Yeah,
you know.
But
I mean,
but then again, okay.
Please,
so this
get
brings
your kicks in other ways.
This brings us to an interesting thing, and it talked about a little bit this week on The Last Dance with Michael and different things. When you live your life fully in the spotlight, paparazzi follow you everywhere. Can you really even do what you're talking about, JT, and just, like, go out in public?
Yes.
I don't think you can. I think if George Clooney goes out in public, there's paparazzi following him everywhere.
Yeah, you know what? Male heartthrobs in Hollywood have womanized for years.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So George Clooney's at a bar with hot women.
But
That's
if George Clooney's at a bar with an 18-year-old, it is a big story. Even
Jerry
even
Seinfeld
18.
A 17-year-old, no one thinks about that.
Yes, but it's look.
If George Clooney dates a 19-year-old or an 18-year-old, she's probably good looking, and you're probably like, okay, that's a big age difference, but you know, he's George Clooney.
Just
so
saying,
it's whatever.
I'm just saying, I think you're being a little naive here, JT. I don't think it would. Don't think it works that way.
I don't think it'd be that big of a deal.
You don't, but tabloids would. It would be all over the paper. What do you think, Josh? You think we're making a big deal on nothing here, and we should move on.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, sort of.
Why do you got a lighter?
I'm just saying, any publicity is good publicity. What?
I have to light
my... He's smoking reefer.
I have to light my candle for our shows. You know, anyway.
After you poop.
I have a candle. I have a whiskey and tobacco candle. See it right here?
Oh, but that's good. I need one of those. I need a good man-flavored candle.
Yeah, I like it. This came from Walgreens. And
I need a whiskey and tobacco candle in my man cave. To drown out the smell of whiskey and tobacco.
Of actual whiskey and tobacco. It doesn't actually smell like whiskey and tobacco, too, just for the record, as much as you would like it to. Let's see. We talked about baseball. Josh
Wait, we're supposed to talk about baseball, right?
Josh was trying to talk to us about antagonizing people, but he kind of
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I understand. It's okay. It's all right. I see how it is. JT, while we're on the football kick, let's all take a moment of silence. Remember the career that was Andy Dalton.
He's with the Cowboys now, isn't he?
I don't even know. I just know he got cut loose.
I think he's out with the Cowboys.
He got cut loose.
I think he's out with Dallas.
Nice.
I think he's out with the Cowboys. Andy Dalton's a good quarterback, man. He's a solid guy.
I'd take him over. I was shocked that he took a backup role. You know, like,
and nobody going at this point. Nobody needs a starter. They're going to get Andy Dalton.
Maybe.
I mean, how excited would you be if your favorite team signed Andy Dalton to be the starter?
No. Right, but okay. If Andrew Luck retired, if my team had an Andrew Luck moment right before the season, I'd take Andy Dalton. You know, like,
yeah, like if someone retires in August right before the season starts,
I'd rather have Andy Dalton than Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, like,
yeah, but that's why they got Tua.
Well, right. I'm just giving examples.
The sweet beard.
Yes, he's amazing.
Yeah, I like that Harvard. Guy. Yeah, two things I know about Fitzpatrick. The only two things anyone knows: sweet beard, went to Harvard,
and he likes to chunk it deep.
Yeah,
I love
underage women though.
Yeah, for real.
What?
That was weird.
That we know of.
I don't know. JT took that somewhere that it wasn't really going, but
that wasn't even necessary.
Unnecessary, JT. Jeez.
What do I say that's necessary?
That's true. What do any of us say that's necessary if we really get right down to it?
I miss hockey. What? I'm a hockey guy.
Why do you miss hockey?
It's fun.
Josh, do you miss hockey?
It's super fun.
The only reason I don't miss it is because I never really got into it that much this year. I had tickets to go to a game and then it was canceled. So yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I, for the first time, missed baseball this week, really. And what I realized is that I don't miss baseball. I miss baseball, and that sounds really silly. But let me explain. This week I'm cutting hay. Working, I'm baling hay. It's late. And, like, usually in the summertime, I pop on the radio in the tractor and I listen to the Braves game. And I don't really pay attention super hard. I mean, you know, I listen the way I always do. And it's on. It's there. It's something to listen to that's not top 40 country that's played 1,400 times throughout the day on my radio. And I realized I don't really miss the game itself. I miss, like, the setting of my world that includes baseball.
When did you
Does
change
that make
my
sense?
Name to Bright Eyes in the Squadcast?
You did that, apparently. I didn't change it. And I think it says Bright Keys.
Bright Keys.
But I didn't change that. Apparently, it auto-changed that for you or something. I don't know. Anyway.
Sorry.
But, yeah, like, I miss, like, the setting of baseball. Does that make sense, JT, what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like...
Totally.
I don't care about the score or the Braves being way up. Like, I don't really... I miss that, but not, like, in any sort of seriously, wow, I kind of miss this. You know, like, that. I don't miss that as much as I do, like, just... hearing it being called on the radio and hearing the latest hot sauce commercial being called up, you know, like all that kind of stuff. I miss that.
I drove down Friday to my mom's, went to go see her this weekend, and I miss being 7 o'clock and not being able to hear. That'd be the time I go.
Yes.
Oh, 7 o'clock Braves game. We'll switch.
Right.
Find it on the radio and listen to an hour of the Braves game before we get there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I miss that, being able to do those kind of things.
Same.
You know, being able to do that and go, you know, check the score.
Right. And it's not that I even care about the score that much. It's the process of, like, checking it and the routine. And, like, I miss that part of it more than even, like, oh, the Braves won today. You know, like, I don't even care as much about that as, like, all the other parts of it. It's weird. I don't really know how to explain it. I imagine people that go to games a lot and, like, that's part of their lifestyle really miss the games because it's part of their lifestyle. They miss that part of actually going to games. Like I bet Jeff Donahue really misses baseball because they go to two or three games a week, you know. And for me, I never did that. So, like, I don't miss that very much. But I do miss...
Probably misses sweating. A lot.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. I do miss, like, flipping it on at night and just having it on in the background while I'm doing other stuff around the house, putting up clothes or, you know, just vegging on the bed before I go to sleep, you know, with the TV on kind of thing. I kind of miss that more than I miss, oh, Ronald Acuña hit a home run, you know, or Ozzie Albies still in second.
I miss being able to look at the fifth inning and being like, okay, keep it going, Max Fried.
Yeah.
Get out and going, you know, like.
Right.
Okay, you know, miss those kind of things. I miss, Josh, you put on Facebook today that you were talking about, happy birthday, Brindley, by the way.
Happy birthday, Brindley.
You were trying to keep track of the Braves Marlins series while your daughter was being born. Mm-hmm. I was like hearing it, like, Braves Marlins series, that just sounds relaxing and fun and refreshing.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I told you guys, I missed it for the first time, about 3 weekends ago. We were in Georgia and my father-in-law and me went fishing, and it's Saturday evening. It's this nice, awesome spring day. We're grilling out and it's like, there should be a Braves game on right now.
Best. Right. Right.
Just in
that
the background.
That is the best way to enjoy a Braves game, is near a body of water at night with some cold beers and some hot steaks. And then it's 7:30 and you're watching a Braves game. That's the best way to enjoy a Braves game.
Yep.
Honestly, that's just the best. That's the best way. And that's when it's fun. That sucks, man. Like, I hope it's back by the time, like, we go on vacation in the summer, because I love going to the beach, watching baseball, watching the Braves, having some shrimp, after being out in the sun all day. Shrimp. That's the best feeling in the world, man. You know? So,
yeah.
It kind of,
guys, did you?
Kind of sucks.
To make up for it, did any of you guys watch any of the 95 World Series replay?
Yeah, I watched
I recorded a few of them.
I watched the first game. I watched, I think, like maybe part of the second game. And I watched game 6 and 7.
I watched none.
I watched one, two,
I actually
six.
Enjoyed it. I've been on here poo-pooing on, like, you know, replayed games and all this BS, you know. It was actually pretty cool, man.
It's fun to go back and remember things you totally missed, like the fact that Dwight Smith was a person.
Right, yeah. Totally forgot about Mike Mordecai. You know?
Mike Devereaux, he was the NLCS MVP that year.
Yeah.
Mike Devereaux was a savage that year.
You said you watched Game 7?
Or Game 6, the final game?
I was
going
to say, there was no Game 7. What are you talking about?
So I watched Games 5 and 6 then.
Okay, so you watched all the games except
not
for
not all
one.
The games. I watched almost all of 1. I think I watched like part of 2, and then I watched 5 and 6. But yeah, Mike Devereaux, like, dude, totally forgot about Mike Devereaux. And it's funny because you look him up.
Speaking of guys who have definitely broken their nose, Mike Devereaux. Right. Looks like
I also forget because now he's just on Twitter and he's, you know, he's kind of an ugly guy, but like Brad Klontz.
Yeah.
Was like a badass.
Old sidearm, baby. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Dated
my friend's sister way back in the day.
Did you watch any of the Zoom with the 95 players?
No, I didn't.
It was actually kind of cool. I watched a little bit of it like live. I wasn't watching the game, but it was on, somebody put a link on social media. So I like flipped it open and was watching a little bit of it. And
it's
it looked
on the
like
YouTube
it was a lot
channel
of fun.
If you want to go watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's what somebody said.
But it's 2 hours. Man.
Right.
It's
like,
that's a long time to watch other people talk in Zoom.
Yeah. I mean, who would ever listen to someone else talk for like 2 or 3 hours a week?
I know, right?
All our podcast listeners. You know, I will say this, though. Some people, and first of all, I need to do this. I would like to apologize to some people that we have slighted a little bit on the show recently. It was low, shouldn't have been said, and I apologize. Just say it. I apologize, whoever you are.
Yeah, we're sorry, Ashland. We hope you understand. We appreciate your sandwich making. We can move on now?
No, because the next thing I want to address... is sometimes when there were a lot of people really enjoying the 95 replay, like living it to like reliving it. And I was like, I don't know whether to be impressed by that or be scared of it. I seriously don't. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm getting signs from the guys like that. I should probably change the topic.
If you weren't a player on the team, mm-hmm. Okay. So Tom Glavine was. I'm sorry, JT. I'm just jumping right in there with him. If you weren't Tom Glavine, then if you are tweeting about the day leading up to it and all that, like you might. I don't know. You might need to get out. Maybe it's quarantine.
I don't know. Like I'm not gonna sit here and judge somebody. Like there's quarantine going on. Yeah, okay. I'm totally judging people, but at the same time, there is a part of me like maybe I just don't get it because like some people obviously think of the '95 World Series like a religious experience. Apparently, because like they were reliving it, and I saw lots of people doing this. It wasn't like I'm not thinking of just one particular person right now, but there were a lot of people like tweeting about what it was like during that time. And I remember seeing different people talk about what it was like to have tickets and be ready for the game and different thing. And like, I'm not into the Braves that much. I love the Braves, but it was not like a religious experience for me. It's weird. And I don't know whether I'm the weird one or whether they're the weird one, or maybe nobody's weird. It's just different levels.
But. I don't think you're the weird one. You know, it's not weird if you are under the age of 7 and you have that kind of attachment to a baseball team. But if you're if you're over the age of 7, it's a little weird.
I don't know. I think it's fine to like really get into your team winning.
Well, what if somebody offered you like $500 for a ticket? Would you take it? Or would you be like, nope, this is a spiritual experience. I can't do that.
For a Braves World Series, I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't take $500 for a ticket.
Not in this economy, because no. I probably paid $500
right. Yeah.
For the ticket itself. So
now I mean if somebody was offering like more. $5,000, I'd have to think about it. You know, like that would be
right.
A different story. But like just $500 now, I'd probably go to the game. Like,
I'm going to tell you this. I can't say anything to anybody because different sport, but Sonny Michel takes the Wildcat handoff.
Yeah.
It runs 27 yards to beat Oklahoma.
Yeah. And you watch
within
that game
30
like
minutes. Yeah. Oh, easily. I can tell you every play. But within 30 minutes after that game, I have laid down an ungodly sum of money to buy a single solo ticket to go to the national championship game.
Yeah.
It was not $500.
Right.
So I can't say anything to anybody because I just told myself I'm going to go.
I don't know what JT paid, but I know my buddy that went to that game. He paid $3,500 for his seat. So
it was right around there.
Yeah.
Right around there. But again, I didn't have to factor in airline tickets or hotel.
Right, so right, for sure.
I was like, it won't be any cheaper. So, I mean, I can't say anything to anybody about being crazy about seeing their team win at all because, Lord, I mean, you know, when it comes to you got to spend some money to be a little crazy like that, and I did. And I'm not a Donahue. I'm not super rich. Thankfully, my credit card could take it, and then I was just like, well, there goes next year's tax return.
Yeah.
You know, that's just kind of how that was. But, again, like, I remember exactly where I was when the Braves won the World Series in 95. I remember exactly where I was sitting. I remember running through the house. My granddad was babysitting us, and I woke him up in the recliner because he had passed out. Sadly, I was 10 years old, and I was by myself because my sister was a kid, and she was a toddler. She was asleep, and my granddad was old, and he was asleep, and so I sat on my parents' bed and watched the whole dang thing, you know, sitting on a bed staring like 6 inches into a TV.
I think I remember staying up with my dad to watch those games, but it's so long ago, I don't really remember. I would have been about 12 or 13 at the time. So I was old enough to like get into the games, and we used to watch them in the family room at night. But at that time, I don't even think I had like regular TV in my bedroom. I had a TV, but it was like for video games and stuff. I don't even think I had like, you know, I don't even think the antenna was hooked up to my TV. So I don't even think I could get the games in my bedroom. So, I was probably watching it with my dad that night, but I don't remember. I don't remember it religiously the way some people obviously do.
My dad and stepmom had gone out to a watch party at my dad's bar. But see, I remember because my mom was cool enough to let me stay up late to watch the 91 World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And the 92 World Series, too. So by the time 95 came around, especially after the 93 loss in the NLCS, I was a pretty scarred 10-year-old as far as baseball goes. You know, like, I was pretty, like, jaded, much of a 10-year-old can be. Like, oh, it's Atlanta, you know. Like, I'm 10, and I'm thinking, nope, it's the Braves. We're going to lose this. We'll figure out a way. So when they actually won, and with it being a 1-0 game, I think it would have been different if it was one of those 15-0 rompers the Braves would sometimes put on people in the playoffs. It would have been a lot different if it was like a 10-0 beatdown. But with it being 1-0, where it was tense the entire time, it was even at that age, I was like, just win the damn thing. Like, I've been suffering for 10 whole years here, people. Like, little did I know that 25 years later, I'd still be waiting on the next one.
I just don't know. Like, I can't decide if I respect that people are that into something like, you know, the World Series, that they remember everything they did of every day and want to, like, relive that. Or if there's, like, a part of me that thinks, you know, it's kind of sad that people are still that hung up in the past, because there's definitely a part of me that feels that way. There's a part of me that thinks, God, it's kind of sad to watch somebody that only relives their past and lives at that place. But then there again, I'm like, okay, well, also, like, I remember what it was like when my kid was born, and I love to sit back and think through that progression of events. So, like,
none of your kids have ever won a World Series, Ken. So
that's right, they haven't. You know, so I mean, I don't know where I fall out at on it.
Where you fall out on it. You just don't want to say.
No, I really don't. Like, I'm not. I've seriously thought about it. There's a part of me, like, I can shoot from the hip and say, yeah, I think those people are weird and they live in nostalgia. But then I can also meditate and say, that's total hypocrisy because I do the same thing in other areas.
Yeah, so, but exactly your kid, right. But your, like, kids in a baseball team are different.
Yeah, but I'm not even just saying a baseball team. Like, you know, there's other things, you know, that I remember.
Yeah, like when the United won the championship for MLS, I was like, look at these losers celebrating an MLS championship. The team's been here for 2 years, and they're like, finally, a championship. Like, the team has existed for 2 seasons, idiots. Like, it's soccer. Who cares? It's MLS. Right. Name who won the MLS championship the year before. No one can because no one cares.
Exactly.
That's it. And I'm making fun of them, but then I'm like, sure, I'll pay $700 to go see Georgia play Alabama.
Yeah.
Oh, at a hotel? Okay. In a regular season game? All right. Sign me
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Because that's what I care about, and that's what's important, is because I care about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, other people look at me and go, wait, you paid how much to go to a regular season game and watch college students tackle each other? Yes. I don't know.
I do think there's a part of me that at least says, I think, JT, I think you're also insane. But, like...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But then
I've been
like,
to a bar.
Know,
I've been to a bar really... with him watching the Sugar Bowl. Yeah. So I can attest that this man... This man...
It's an intense situation. I'm not...
Holy shit, man.
It's like my father-in-law. I can't watch the
I gotta
Georgia
give
Bowl.
JT, like, JT, like... Yeah. I think because I had my baby there and stuff, you know, and like Nikki's there and like.
I toned it down a little bit because I didn't want to scare Brendan.
He toned it down, but I could see, oh my God. Like, if we weren't here with the baby, like, this could get crazy. This could get
crazy. If Robbie's
yeah,
listening.
I mean, we had there was a 7-month-old girl with us. So it is. I've had people tell me they have more fun watching me watch the game than me watching the game.
If my father-in-law is listening, Robbie, he's been on the show with us before, I can't watch a Georgia game with him. He paces. He always thinks they're about to lose every play. He's like, even when they win, it's not pleasant. You know, like, it's like, he's like frustrated because they won the way they won. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, I mean, he's excited that they won, but then he's like, They should have won by 2 touchdowns instead of a field goal because they didn't play, you know, because they made this stupid call here somewhere, you know. And he's just really into it, and he'll record the games, and he'll go back and watch them play by play, and I'm like, I'm just not that into it. Like, if I watch the Georgia game one time, that's enough. Like, and I love the dogs, but I'm just not the person to sit there and rewatch.
When we went to the Auburn game, so we sat about 7th row behind the bench, and we're in the Auburn section, and – on the way to the game, Mallory always asked me, like, you know, who do you think is going to have a good game today? And I said, well, Dominic Blaylock was a guy I was looking at. I was like, you know, I think he's due for a touchdown. And sure enough, first touchdown of the game, Fromm goes deep, about 48 yards, and Dom Blaylock catches it. Scores a touchdown, Mookie Blaylock's son. And so we're like the only one celebrating. I'm grabbing her. I'm like, Dom Blaylock. And we're hugging, and I'm screaming because I'm an idiot, you know. And the Auburn girl behind us, like some 19-year-old Zeta Tau Alpha, was like, oh my God, he's yelling at her. He's hitting her. Mallory turns, is like, he's not grabbing me and beating me. We're excited. Like, this is how he celebrates. Like, yeah, he's just loud and yells. They thought it was like a domestic dispute. And I was like, no, I'm celebrating a touchdown. Like, no, I'm happy. This is great. What's wrong with you?
That girl had to be a transplant because, you know, an Auburn fan would know what it looked like when their father beat their wife.
Yeah. Well, I think there was a little bit of like, I don't know, kind of like, you know, we did a little chest bump kind of thing, and I think we punched each other in the face to get psyched up. And anyway, it's whatever.
Long story.
Anyway,
short,
won the game.
Josh thinks you're all weird, and Ken thinks you're normal. There you go. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Knock Combination Podcast Show. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/knockcombination. If you hate something we say or like something we say, feel free to send a letter to Knock Combination at P.O. Box 565, Livonia, Georgia 30553. All hate mail will be forwarded directly to Josh Brown, and we will read it live on the air. That goes for good mail, too. If you'd like to help and support the show and you're not at this time able to become a patron, one of the best things you can do is share the show and review the show. Give us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, CastBox, wherever you're listening. Leave us a review. Right now, I am getting the smuggest of smug looks from JT and Josh, so I think that means it's time for me to wrap up the show. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
I just got to pee.
Thanks for listening to the nation's leading replacement-level podcast. Knockahomination is brought to you by Knockahomination patrons. To become a patron, visit patreon.com/knockahomination. For new episodes and content, visit knockahomination.com. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NakahomaNTN. Special thanks to research assistant Braves Options Guy and spiritual advisor John D. Howard. See you next week, knuckleheads.